Veterans Voice is a show that connects veterans and active members of the military to qualified guests who help you find programs and benefits you qualify for and discuss housing, education, career training, and other topical matters. Every show addresses issues that affect your life. Call in and share your experience. 781-837-4900.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Greg Brasso, host of Veterans Voice Radio, here in a beautiful summer's night. Justin, suddenly, the icebergs are melting, and the stripers are coming back in.
Oh, yeah, the boats are all ready to go, and the classic cars are starting to roll out.
So it's
summer's in the it's in the wind.
Yeah, and you're doing some work on your automobile?
That's mine's ready to go. I've been helping out everybody else trying to get the... for the season.
Nice.
And the boat's almost ready to go.
So all right, call me.
Maybe next week.
We need a day out there. We need it very badly. Tonight's going to be a great night. We got a room full of women. I mean, last week was Women Veterans Night, but here tonight, here we are. We got another room full of women. How lucky are we?
We are the luckiest guys right now.
Oh, boy. The best we've looked in months. But so before we get going, ladies, why don't you introduce yourself, starting over here, please.
I am Michelle Da Silva, and I'm with Cape Cod Cares for the Troops.
And what is Cape Cod Cares for the Troops all about?
So we started originally with care packages. My son started this when he was 11, and now it's been 20 years later. We send care packages.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then it branched out into a lot of different other different parts of the organization, but it originally started with just care packages.
Very nice. And you organize an event on Memorial Day weekend every year?
We do. This is our 20th year doing Troops in the Spotlight, which is an event, a 12-hour event that honors our veterans, our fallen heroes, and our wounded soldiers.
Well, and we've had a relationship with the Amtrak folks to bring veterans down free of charge for the day, and I think GATRA will then the transportation.
They're still doing it. So
yep,
the Cape Flyer will bring anybody, veterans and their guests. So
great.
It's not, they can all come down free of charge, and then they give them shuttles over to the event.
Yep.
And then they head back home. And I think for a while there, you were providing some of the entertainment and some of the, you know, there was food. I heard it was quite the trip down there and back.
It was. And then... I don't know. It just got. We're going to try to resurrect it this year. You know, I've already been getting phone calls.
Oh, good.
From folks asking where it is, and one of the questions is on that day of the train, which is going to be Sunday, May 26th, leaves Boston about 7:45, stops in Braintree, Brockton, Middleborough, Wareham, Bourne, and I think on the Cape, maybe.
Into Hyannis. Goes into Hyannis.
Straight into Hyannis. Gets there about 10:30.
Right.
Everybody jumps on a bus or a trolley, and we head to Troops in the Spotlight.
And it's
in the same town. It's a few minutes away.
Yep. Same. It's in Hyannis. It's about 5-minute trolley ride from the station to the event, and then you're there in plenty of time because the event starts officially at 11:30. So
yeah,
you've got like a half hour, 45 minutes.
Plenty
to
of time.
Around. Yep.
Plenty of time. And then there's other exhibits and things for people to see during the day.
Yeah, we do. We do the opening ceremony where we honor all of our veterans. From World War II to current, and then we also honor our Gold Star families. We have the memorial wall for all Iraq and Afghan veterans, and this year we've added Heroes for Our Heroes, which is going to be a blood drive and bone marrow match drive.
Very nice.
Yeah, really neat.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great theory while you get all those folks up there that are potential donors.
Well, that's it.
One of them might save a life.
That's it.
They'll all change lives. Somebody might be saved.
Yeah, they'll change somebody's life. But you know how every hospital you hear is having shortages. So
sure.
We figure this is a great way. You've got 1,000 people. If one person's a match, how great is that?
It's perfect. Wonderful.
So we added that. We figured it fit in with being a hero.
It is.
So it was a perfect match. And then we have kids' tents. We can keep your kids busy all day. And, you know, we just have canine demonstrations.
Seems like it runs all day. And then you're finishing off with the car show?
Well, they have a car show from 4 to 7. And
beautiful.
Then we have the closing ceremony is at 11:30 at night, and that kind of at midnight starts Memorial Day. So we bring the flag down and just at the official start of Memorial Day. And
beautiful.
Then we're done.
Nice.
After 12 hours.
You're done. That's it, huh?
That's it. We're done.
You go home and rest.
You know, it used to go 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and we could. And then actually, with the first year we did it 12 hours, I was thinking, I'm getting too old for this 24-hour thing. In 12 hours, we can get it all accomplished.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And really, the folks, if they can't get the gist of what you're offering over 12 hours.
Right.
And I see the train leaves at 6:30, leaving back to the Boston.
It makes all the same stops, so get
folks
you right
will get that 6:35
train back. I think you get back into Boston close to 8. So it's a long day for some people, but it's, you know, it's great for the people, for veterans that live in Boston and South and those that don't want to fight the traffic and that don't want to sit at the bridge. And, you know, they can hop on the train and they don't have to worry about anything. They don't have to worry about parking. They don't have to worry about anything.
Well, and getting there was half the fun. And it's been 4 or 5 years now that Wolfie and I were on the train, and it was a pouring, rotten day. And we bothered the ladies from the Gold Star wives, and they've never been the same since.
They're awesome.
Now they've invaded us, and our life is not our own anymore. We pretty much follow in line in there and take their lead. But that was where we really came in contact with them, and we had a two-hour conversation down there, and they were on the show within a few weeks after that. And then Justin somehow met the folks at Boston at the National ceremony. And then we get asked to appear in Reach Across America Radio Network.
That's awesome.
So now we're broadcast nationally 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. They replay our show. So now we've expanded what we're able to offer. And I hope it offers you some additional opportunities.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that somebody's going to listen to you somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. And the Gold Star, now, because of all this with the train and all that, the Gold Star wives have really gotten involved in Troops in the Spotlight, which has been great, because there's a lot of Gold Star wives on the Cape that didn't even realize that there was a program for them to join. So they've helped us get the word out down there.
And how does someone get in touch with you or get in touch with the program? Or
so we can go through to our website, which is CapeCod4thetroops.com, and go there, list everything. Best way is like Facebook, and then, you know, we're starting to do the whole everything else, like all the Twitter.
So much. It's terrible.
You just have to have I just go to my 12-year-old granddaughter and say, hey, get me on this.
Yeah,
That's what you need. You need a kid to get you through all those programs.
No question.
The website and Facebook is the best way. And we want all veterans to participate, because this is especially our veterans.
And it's it's a nice day.
It is.
Nice casual. If they want to take a break across the street, is the Cape Cod Mall.
That's it.
They can go over and... if it's a hot day, they can go over and get cooled off a little bit. And
the shuttles will actually drop you on Main Street if you want to take a walk down Main Street, or if you wanted to see some of the things in Hyannis.
You're right there.
You can come back and forth. And then we have a barbecue lunch that day for everybody. So it's a great day.
You can make it.
There's lots of stuff to do for the kids. And so it's really, it's a long day, but it's a good day.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's good.
Sounds great. And finishing off our front row, For the first time, down from the jungles of Swampscott, Sarah, why don't you introduce yourself for everybody, please?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. It was worth the drive, for sure. I'm Sarah Sweeney, and I'm the race director for Tough Ruck Nation. And we just completed a tremendous event this past April 14th, thanks in large part to the Gold Star Wives who volunteered, and Wolfie over at one of our water stations. But Tough Ruck is basically a community of military first responders and civilians. And they get together and do crazy things, which we love, which is endurance events.
Nice.
Through wrecking.
Nice.
And they do all this, and they raise critical funds for our military and first responders here in Massachusetts. But they come from all over the nation. This year we had 1,000 athletes from more than 40 states,
At your event.
At our event. And
why didn't you invite us? Because Wolfie, did he say something wrong?
He was invited back, so I feel
wow.
like,
was he?
Yeah,
wow.
Yes, that's a already first. Out there.
He was invited back the day after.
Yeah.
We're planning for Tough Rec 2025 with Wolfie already.
Yeah.
But no, we'd love to see you out there. Whether you're, I don't know if you're committing right now to the recruitment of rucking or passing out the Gatorade, but. I'd be on board with both.
I would start right now recruiting new ruckers for you.
I love it.
And we actually have finally added somebody to our web design team. Web design, through Justin's help, is being reworked, so we'll be able to, you know, add, maybe we will have some links to some video footage that would really tell the story about the race itself.
Well, we'd be really excited about that. I you know, I've had the privilege of seeing what this has grown from, and I'm not sure if you all remember those. I don't know, I mean, I'm sure we all remember them, but the iconic images after the Boston Marathon bombing. But a few hours prior,
I watched it live on television, and it just didn't fathom.
Hard to see something like that in our country.
Two big puffs of smoke, you know, and holy cow, have we been changed since that date? But seems like we're coming back pretty strong.
Well, one of the stories of that day, and I always feel the privilege to share it, having, you know, known the Ruckers since the beginning, is that at 4 o'clock that morning, these folks gathered in Hopkinton, and at that point, now we let our heavyweight Ruckers do 35 pounds and up. So I think you could do that division.
You think I could?
I do.
Yeah.
But at that
I belong in that division.
You do.
I take two steps and fall over backwards, you know, land on my back. My legs would be moving and, you know, I'd be like an upside down turtle. I can see me there.
I feel like you could do it.
If he does that, he's going to have to wear the new... the safety helmet.
Now this is televised.
This is great.
Now this is televised. You know, your kids and your family is forever.
My little guy will love it. Yes.
All the new guests have to wear this to take the abuse from Walter.
Is this the requirement?
Yeah. Well, that's enough.
I like it though.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to lie.
It's but these folks gathered in Hopkinton. They were carrying 50 pounds at the time, and so there were 18 of them. And they got up early.
Before we get into that, Sarah,
absolutely.
Let's take our first break, Lar, and that way we'll come back and we'll...
I'd love to share that, Sarah.
Talk about the event. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Sarah. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso, your host of Veterans Voice Radio, here on a... another ladies' night here, and we're so lucky to have such great-hearted ladies between the two Gold Star wives that are back there, the two great crazies that show up at our event in July, and there's not one person that walks by that they don't corral. Come over here, we're going to talk to you. Hey, come over here, Take a picture, we're going to take your picture, but they bring so much life and enjoyment to the show. It really helps a lot. And they've shared a tremendous amount of their knowledge with us. And the lack of awareness about the Gold Star Wives program.
Right.
And what it can mean and you know, the benefits that are there, the dollar benefits, the financial benefits.
And even the support.
That's
a big part of this is wives getting together and able to share with each other. And for us, it's easy to remember who they are. It's Donna and Donna.
Donna and Donna. Here they are. Darling Donnas.
No matter which one you talk to, you got it right.
No, we got it right. We got it right. But Sarah, you were just starting to talk about the different. Somebody was putting 50 pounds in their back on purpose.
They were, and we are very grateful for the fact that folks were willing to do that. But when Tough Rec started was the year of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Okay.
And our 18 original Ruckers had left Hopkinton about 4 a.m. carrying 50 pounds. And they had just crossed the finish line of the marathon. And
really?
They were meeting with Gold Star families.
Wow.
Because one of the unique things about Tough Rec is that on their rucksacks, they carry names of fallen military and first responders. And they do that to honor and continue the legacy and the sacrifice of what these families have gone through. And so they were actually at the finish line meeting with a Gold Star family at the time of the explosions.
Wow. Wow.
And one of the most iconic images from that day are these two uniformed service members pulling away the fencing and the seating area. And those were actually Tough Wreckers.
Wow.
And there were so many stories of bravery that day and in the darkest hours, right, how people came together and especially how Boston came together.
Really did come together. I had the occasion to go into Boston Medical Center for some treatment the day afterwards. And that's where a lot of the injured were taken. They were armed Boston police officers with riot guns and all dressed up, you know. And I thought, wow, the city certainly has reacted, you know. But came together and now you've got almost how many years is it now?
So this will be 12 years.
Nice.
For Tough Ruck, and this tradition has continued. Now it is a marathon that takes place the day before Boston.
Wow.
But it's out in the original battle roads of Concord, Lexington.
Oh, beautiful.
Over the old North Bridge is how they start out. But this tradition, an important way of honoring our military and first responders, has only happened because of the continued support from the BAA and the Boston Marathon. So one of the things that a lot of folks don't know is that each year, the first of the Boston Marathon medals are awarded to Tough Wreckers the day before Boston.
Wow,
and
the
Boston Marathon has championed this project with us to be able to recognize the folks that take part. And I think the most special part of the day is the ladies right behind me. And I know that you already know how special they are.
Yeah.
But at the finish line, every single marathon medal is awarded by the family of a fallen service member or first responder. And one of the stories from this year, and I know you've got a tremendous event coming up for the 5th Annual Veterans Music Festival right around the corner, and that supports both military and first responder and veteran families.
Sure does.
So we had a police officer from up in Gloucester this year take part in Tough Wreck. They've got a great team that comes out, a lot of law enforcement. And he had the number 117 for his race number this year. And at the finish line was the family of Sergeant Michael Chesna of Weymouth.
Number 117.
Number 117.
Wow. I live in Weymouth.
I love that.
I've had a blue light in my lantern ever since Officer Chesna lost his life that beautiful Sunday morning. 7:30, the television's on, I remember it. And, you know, we see a lot of bad news, but for some reason, that whole incident really got to me. Really got to me.
As it should. It's just a tremendous family that has sacrificed more than any of us can, you know, can imagine. But the connectivity and the community that Tough Wreck brings together. And these stories, to me, is what, you know, every year I sort of step back when we're done and say, wow, you know, one of the other posts I saw on social media, and I think it was on Instagram, which I'm actually on now, but I can't figure out the TikTok. I have to get back to that. But were these two people that ended up rucking side by side for the last 16 miles, and they put a little comment saying, I think that your ribbon passed away at the same time as my ribbon. And so they were actually both walking, carrying the names of two service members that passed in the same explosion. And they didn't know each other. They happened to meet each other. They carried. And I have to think that these stories and the things that come from this, and I get so excited that people stay connected even after the event is over. And they come back year after year. And so every year we open up registration on Veterans Day. It is at toughruck.org. So that's the website.
Okay.
Learn about more about the event. Learn more about the community.
You're part of us now, kid.
I'm excited to be.
We had a little bite to eat, and you asked me if I wanted anything from you, and my response was not yet. So,
fair.
You know, between me and Wolfie, he looks a little woolly some days.
No, has Brett Miller explained to me all his people are snowflakes, Earl, and he says, I'm the 78 blizzard.
Yeah, yeah.
But what we want from the Tough Ruckers is for the July 13th veterans, we want them to just have a little preview of what they do, have some kids take a couple laps. Jason said he would carry two backpacks.
Maybe Justin would, Justin, too.
Yeah, Justin. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason will come with me. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? Jenny?
Wooly. No problem.
Yeah, so yes, we already want something from her. So we want to just have an exhibition. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
A Tough Rock exhibition. You'll come see how heavy those packs really
are. But leading up to next year, because I really would want to do it right. And if you wouldn't mind helping us, Sarah, and helping us put together a junior version of what you do.
We'd be so excited to collaborate with everything that you have going on down here. This is important.
Because I certainly want to work with you on your marathon. You know, I feel bad that I wasn't invited this year. Wolfie was invited. You know, that's all right.
I have to talk to the ladies behind me. Pass the buck now.
The Donnas?
The Donnas. Well, we'll bring them up
my
next.
My friends?
Next commercial, we'll bring them up.
Our friends. The Donnas. Okay.
That's right.
All right. All right, well.
And they are in charge of the number 4 water stations.
So oh, okay.
Maybe they will, you know, recruit you out there as well.
Oh, boy. Now, so your folks are rucking 26.2 miles.
Correct.
The day before, which would that be April?
The day before Patriots Day. So this year it was April 14th.
Yep.
I gotta check the calendar for next year.
Okay.
Registration will open Veterans Day, and we sell out at 1,000 people.
Wow!
So we usually sell out by the end of the year, early in, you know, within 8 weeks.
Wow! And how do the financial arrangements work of someone that's going to carry this 50-pound bag
of
stuff?
So we always say that, you know, everyone always trains to step off at the start, and we certainly, you know, hope that they're going to finish. Most of our folks do. It's a great camaraderie on the course.
Yeah.
But everyone commits to both the rucking and the fundraising.
Yeah.
So each individual commits to fundraise at least $450.
Okay. That's a reasonable amount.
It is, and they can work up from there with some wonderful, you know, fundraising incentives.
Beautiful.
And different support. And those funds go back and support our official charity, Military Friends Foundation.
Wow. Well, we already love the Military Friends Foundation. So thanks for coming down and crossing the bridge and the tunnel and the traffic. A couple of dinosaurs and a unicorn. You made it. Just in time. Just in time. But and you already had it work, I'm sure, putting together next year's event.
We are. We're excited to have so many different organizations come out, as well as sponsors, and, you know, just recruiting new athletes. We always say, if you can walk, you can ruck. And so we have all levels of ability and great trainers.
And different weights.
Different weights. We have a lightweight division of 15 pounds plus.
Now you're talking.
I feel like I'm speaking.
Now you're talking. I'm playing the ladies' tees in golf. you know, so if you got a little pink rucksack with about a pound and a half that I can carry.
That's your speed. I like it.
Not speed. That will go, you know, about the turtle. I could be the consummate turtle, you know. I'll finish the day after tomorrow.
You'll be safety.
Could
be. Good.
Could be, but I'm actually bringing in for my event my dear should-be brother, Mike DiBartolo, Chicago Mike. He's coming in, and he's part of the reason that we have our Parkinson's Pavilion. He announced to me that he had Parkinson's about 5 years ago. The same time, somebody else said, oh, St. Elizabeth's has a Parkinson's program that they want to talk to you about. I said it's got to be for a reason that these two things are coming together at the same time. And Mike he's 5 years into his problem. But Mike was a champion golfer at North Carolina. 3 handicap, 2 handicap. Wow, I mean, the more he drank, the better he played. He was just he was just unbelievable. Well, through all this, he's still an athlete. He walked the New York Marathon a while ago. He walked the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington. He walked the New York Marathon. He walked with his daughter.
Beautiful.
Took him about 6 hours. He couldn't play golf right-handed anymore, but he could play tennis. And as he's playing tennis, he's turning around and he's hitting the ball backhand. And he's hitting the ball backhand. He's hitting the ball backhand. He now turned his body around. He plays golf left-handed. Not as good. He doesn't bring a pencil. Pencils aren't needed. But he tees it up on the ladies, you know, on the forward tees. Goes out there, plays. And now in August, he's invited me to go out and join him. He's walking a golf course marathon. I'm sorry. We're playing a golf course marathon. And we're playing a 100-hole marathon.
Wow.
And he does it to raise money for Parkinson's. So he's one of the reasons. And I know that if we have a wrecking thing, he'll walk it, you know. And just the fact that he walks, you know, is a deal. But if we ever bring his buddy Bill Bucklew out, Bill Bucklew was a longtime Parkinson survivor. He's a little nuts. He's walked across the country 3 times. He tried walking across the Sahara Desert, 270 miles. I almost died. He got resuscitated, whatever. But he does all these ultra marathon whatevers just to show that he can. And he's not as fast or he's not as strong, but he's still going. And that's the story I've been of a lot of your ruckers.
Absolutely.
They just keep going. They keep going. And why are they rucking, Sarah? What's the story behind carrying these rocks?
I think they're rucking for those who cannot, and they're rucking to honor their legacy.
Correct.
And
great answer. We had a group. Remember Wolfie, the group that walked from Boston down to Dallas?
Yeah,
that
was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Every year they do that.
They carried some crazy thing too. It was equally as nuts. You had to be a little committed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the reason they did it was the originator, the president of the company. He went. He had some bad feelings, so he was going out to the track, and he put this box of rocks, a bag of rocks on his back. And he's walking around the track. And a veteran was walking the other way. And he stopped and he said, "Who are you carrying that for? It's all the same thing that you're doing." What a noble effort.
And then he's going to come on the show too, the American Airline pushcart guy, Paulie.
Oh, crazy Paulie.
Yeah,
we got a bunch
good.
Of crazy friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are making us look bad being so noble. I got to go put my hat back. Yeah, so it's all the same thing. It's to remind everybody, to honor everybody. You know, it's not just the military. That people on the American Airlines flight, he's doing it for all the flights, but he was American.
How about the
just to remember him.
How about the four cops in Rehoboth that they showed the camera that they went to serve a warrant or an arrest or something? And all of a sudden, this guy comes out and thing, he's got a big giant gun. He's looking to shoot these poor guys.
That's crazy.
And, you know, fortunately, I think they got him before they got. But what a terrible job for those poor first responders, Sarah.
Right.
The stress and the new stresses and the domestic violence seems to be among the most dangerous of all situations.
I think we have to be grateful for those who stand up and serve.
Boy, you know, it's, and sadly, I forget how many years ago it was, but I was in downtown Boston, windy, windy, windy day, and I had a conference at in Boston, right across the street from a fire station. So I'm leaving the event at 2 o'clock, and the fire engine pulls out, and I wave to the gentleman driving the vehicle. Those were the firemen that got killed when their hoses burned.
Back Bay.
the Back Bay. It was that day, and it was so windy and whatever. Wow, you know, how brave are these poor men and women that they go on roofs not knowing if underneath is burning and they're going to crash down on themselves.
Yeah, it does crash down. That was Michael Kennedy, and his mom was a good friend of ours, and she turned that, just like you're all doing, she turned that in terrific. I think it's The Last Call, something that name. And she's the one who has the washing machines installed in the fire stations because all the chemicals on the clothes, and she's trying to get the fireproof hoses. That's what happens. The hose is caught on fire. So it's the same crew.
Isn't that a bitch? Your damn hose catches on fire while it's full of water. Yeah. Can't happen.
That's why we do the rehab. No one understands how hot those fires really are.
They're hot when you're standing across the street.
Yeah, that 14. Some people think 1,200 degrees is hot.
Yeah.
Once it gets burned. But just it's remembering the people that passed and why that passed and using all this for good, and that's what everybody does.
You know, and how fortunate are we, Justin, to have great guests? I mean, you know, we do some stuff, and Wolfie, you know, we do our little bits, but we got a teamwork that really does a lot of bits.
And when you realize how many people are out there doing parts, we all do our little part, and when you put that together, it makes such an impact. Especially, I know the first responders tonight a little bit, but especially for the veterans community, where, you know, we're getting smaller as a veterans community, but yet we're really powerful because we keep our legacy going, we keep things like this going, and obviously our sponsors would probably want to say hi.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm waving to Larry in the dark. All right, Larry, take us out of the darkness, kid, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Trying to look at Larry. He's on my left. He's on my right. I got a vision of him over there.
Oh, I got a reflection.
Yeah, I don't
I can't
know if
see
it's
him.
A hologram.
Yeah,
I mean, he's flying around the room trying to get the old machines to work. I think his leg is getting tired from kicking him to jump start it again. But he keeps us going. Keeps us going. Luckily, we're still here. So we're here talking about so many great events. We've got on May 26th, we've got the Cape Cod Flyer, which is the first weekend, I think, that the Cape Flyer is operating.
Right.
But that weekend, on Sunday morning, we're going to be offering free train rides to all veterans and their family members. So if you want to jump on a beautiful train, and getting there is half the fun.
Yeah,
I mean, if you haven't been on a train, it just goes click, 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 click. Nice and smooth. There's no bumps. The scenery is beautiful. And then when we get over the canal and we go through the backwoods of Hyannis and all the Cape, I'm expecting dinosaurs to come out of the woods. It's so old back there. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ride. And then at 6:30 we leave Hyannis, jump on board the train, and we're coming back home again. A lot of sleepy people coming home.
I bet.
The excitement down there is everybody's talking jibber jabbering, and at the night you can hear it.
Quiet.
It's quiet.
Quiet. Just the train. Putting people to sleep in the background.
Hey, and Greg, the Gold Star Wives on May 22nd and 23rd are going to be in the Boston Garden, Boston Commons, flagging, putting the flags out for Memorial Weekend. And on the 25th, May 25th, the day before the 20th Annual Troops in the Spotlight, they're going to be at the Bourne National Cemetery, where they flag the Bourne National Cemetery.
The 25th is the day that the flagging is going on at Bourne. Mm-hmm. So I will speak out of turn, but I would invite anyone that wants to come and help out a little bit. And ladies, what time do you kick off?
10 o'clock. There are 90,000 buried at Bourne.
90,000. But unfortunately, we only had 20,000 flags last year. I'm not that good at math, but that's 70,000 graves without a flag. So Veterans Voice has on our website a donation page, and all the folks that donate on our website Our cemetery of choice is the Bourne National Cemetery, and for each flag purchased, there will be one flag set aside and a wreath donated and will be delivered in your name. So we got a little ways to go before Christmas, before we're decorating with wreaths, but the task at hand now is to get those flags out there. So the 22nd and 23rd, you're at the Boston Common, Flag in the Common, and the 25th, you're at Bourne, Flag in the Bourne National Cemetery, starting about 10 o'clock.
Right, and 26, we're down with
Michelle.
It's going to be it's always a busy week.
You guys are wearing me out. The 26th is the train ride. But let's not forget that next week is our 40th or 50th. I don't know, Wolfie, how many drive-thrus have we had? This is our fourth year.
Yeah, we're going on the fourth year now, and it's next Thursday, and we got two truckloads of food again, but it's so hard to get. So the listeners of the Veteran Voice Radio Show really are stepping up. You got to call Greg or Justin or myself, and it's
Justin. That's good.
Call Jason.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah.
What was I calling Jen?
Yeah. Call Jeannie.
Jeannie. Call Jeannie. So my number is 781-771-6416. And we need to, the commercial companies just need to take a corner of the warehouse, and just anytime there's a scratch can or something you're not selling or too much, just put that in a corner, and Greg and I will pick that up once a month or once a week, because we really need the food. We have 100 cars driving through. We do it in an hour and a half, so come down early. 10 o'clock.
Frozen food is okay. We have freezers available.
Yep.
Actually, frozen food is almost preferable, because we take it out the night before, and by the time we hand it out the day after, the day of, it all works. But you've assembled a great squad of volunteers that show up. Our Gold Star friends here just about every week handing out stuff. And
yeah, Donner ate most of the cookies on the last food drive, just to be honest.
Which one? They were both pointing their fingers.
I could see that.
Which Donner?
I could see a lot of teeth marks. We could have dental recognition. But one of the things that Greg figured out by accident, he had him bringing gift cards to us, and we didn't know what the heck to do with. We have 100 cards. We have 6 gift cards or 20 gift cards. So we give them to Kim, and she combines them all together and then goes to a wholesale food place, and she's been on a tuna kick lately, so they give her a deal, so she has cases of tuna fish.
And our Jenny Babcock and the Suicide Prevention Coalition, just like last week, wrote us a check for $300 that we gave to Kim, and she's turning it into tuna fish, and that's going into everybody's, really, tuna fish. We set the bags out there. The Goon Squad members take the bags and they put one of this, one of that, set the bags up. And then as people drive up, we got other goons out there asking them, how many in your squad, how many? And they say, oh, two, we got three, we got whatever. And then a bunch of other goons come and...
We don't care. We fill the whole car.
We fill the car up. Yeah, we don't really listen. They don't count that well after two. They just get confused.
And then we got cat and dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key. We actually care about the cats and the dogs, how many of those are. We don't care about the family. We care about the cats and dogs. And our goal is, again, by accident, Greg and I all figured this out, is we want the fanciest cars, Royals, Royces, to come, because that means that they're bringing food to people who can't get out, which is the most important, because those people really are struggling that can't get out. So we want to...
Hey, Wolfie, you know what I called them tonight?
What?
Delivery angels.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dan McCready was asking me about tomorrow's event.
Yeah.
Whenever next the drive-through
week.
Is.
Yeah, you're getting like me.
And
next Thursday.
And I said, you know, if you're okay, come get it for somebody that's else, really, and become one of our delivery angels.
Yeah, that could be good. Greg figured out another great one by accident. It could have been a VA. We're trying to get everyone signed up, not a V8. It could have been a V8.
Could have been VA, you
it
know?
Could have been VA, not V8. So that's next Thursday. Come at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Goon Squad's here at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And we'll fill your car up. And it's all done by 12, so please don't come late.
Oh, it's done by 11:30, yeah. Wolfie. We're all cleaned up. The boxes are thrown away. The goons have all gone back to their goonie kingdoms. And
smiling.
Who smiles more, the goons or the people getting the food?
The goons. Everyone's so happy. Everyone's
and they come back. The goons are back every single month.
You don't have to ask them to come back. It's the same old jokes. We need better jokes.
Yeah, we could use some better jokes. Is right. I think we need to keep our better advertisers though.
Oh, we got another.
We got one more break to go. So, now he's got the lights on. Now we can see him a little bit. But Larry, take us away, kids, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Greg Brasso hosting your fourth quarter of the Veterans Voice Radio Show here. We've had some terrific conversations, and we have to remind everybody that tomorrow morning down in Hull at 9 o'clock, there's going to be some more terrific conversations going on, Wolfie. What's happening down there?
Well, we encore performance. We have the Donners are coming down to talk about what the Gold Star Wives do, because if you're not involved in it, you actually don't know that. Before we met them on the train, we didn't know there was such thing as Gold Star Wives. So,
survivor benefits.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, they have so much knowledge of so much is going on in the background that we could be on for another 10 years. Yeah. And we still wouldn't get everything out there, Wolfie.
Yeah, we were just talking to the crew here today and saying, what does the Veteran Voice Network do? It's just networking. So it also started these coffees, and now there's 50 people come. It's the Hull Life Saving Museum, 1117 Nantasket Ave, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We have gifts. We have some. Actually, we got, Greg, what's the name of the Tasha? United Healthcare.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave us gifts, boxes that have oxygen tests, temperatures, blood pressure things, Band-Aids.
Is that where those came from?
Yeah,
from Tasha?
That was from Tasha, United Healthcare, and she wants us to give them out to the veterans. So come down there and get these kits, and they're absolutely fantastic. It's
they're worth a lot of money.
Oh my gosh, it's things like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
pill boxes,
pill stuff.
Yeah,
you can't say pill box or World War II.
Oh, that's a hat.
They'll go underneath the table.
Oh, I forgot. That's another pill box. Yeah.
That would have my father jumping. So we're going to give those away, and we start off. Everybody is required to sing the national anthem, so they can't hear me sing the national anthem.
That's God bless them.
Then we play taps for whoever passed away, which is a nice moment. We have some blessings. Evan Lyons is going to there give all the vets some blessings. He should do that twice to some of our friends.
Yeah.
And then we play some fun videos of some interesting, heartwarming things that the veteran did, because everything's so sad, we have to have some fun stuff. And they're going to talk about the boat building program for the veterans. And it's just a good time. It's right, it overlooks the Boston Light. There's an exhibit there for the Coast Guard history and art. The original, for those that haven't come, the original Coast Guard station is in Hull.
All right, Wolfie, you're talking a cat off a fish talk here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about the thing tomorrow.
Come to the damn thing tomorrow.
Hurry up. Get there early.
Greg's going to eat your cookies.
Hey, and if there's veterans out there this is the time of the season that we're all feeling good, but some veterans may not be feeling so well. And if you just want to talk to someone, just dial 988 at the prompt, press 1. Someone's out there, they want to talk to you. So remember, 988, press 1 at the prompt.
And normally we talk about next week's show at the very end. We often get cut off because the clocks are not synchronized, but next week's show is going to be a very important follow-up. 2 weeks ago, we had the National Parkinson's Foundation on, talking about the new breakthroughs in Parkinson's research and detection, early detection of Parkinson's diseases. And next week, we're going to be joined by the representatives from the Michael J. Fox Foundation. They're here to announce their new breakthrough in gene cell technology, I guess. Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
That they've discovered one of the genes that is the gene of Parkinson's disease. So now they got to build a gene that wants to eat those jeans. Wolfie, can you handle that?
So it's it,
yeah.
But seriously, folks, next week, Michael J. Fox Foundation is going to be talking about the breakthroughs of extreme testing. Right now, they test for Parkinson's disease in spinal cord fluid.
Right.
Kind of an invasive kind of problem thing. You're not going to do that on a drive-through basis. But we're going to be announcing next week that very soon there are going to be a mouth swab, a nasal swab, and they're going to be able to scrape cells of your skin and test your DNA from the cells of your scraped skin and determine whether or not you're carrying a bad gene.
And just think about in the last few years how quickly this is moving forward.
No, amazing.
I mean, you know, Michael J. Fox was obviously the spearhead behind it, but just think.
$1 billion yeah. their foundation has raised over 20 years. $1 billion.
And where they came from 20 years ago to today, it's just every it seems like every week we're hearing there's a new breakthrough, there's a new development
yeah.
coming on. So
We've had some inside information from Brett Miller.
Yep.
Has been really leading the way. Brett owns the leading Parkinson's treatment center in the country. It's in Rockland. It's called 110 Fitness. And the trick to his treatment is boxing.
Yeah.
Somehow, the boxing motion, people come into his gymnasium and they get the tremors and they're not doing so good. After 15 minutes of boxing, they become what they call rock steady.
Yeah.
Bang.
And it's that repetition. And that's, and you know, we talked about that before with even the marathon runners, that running motion. And somehow that's tying in, and who knows when they'll come up with that magic pill to say, hey, it has to do something like that.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, and you talk about when you first started, they said they couldn't even see the horizon. Now they're saying, not only can see it, it's right here in front
of us. It's here. And,
yeah.
and they're very reluctant to share good news.
Yeah.
You know, just in case it's not so good news. But Brett Miller that we have on is on the board of directors of Michael J. Fox and the National Parkinson's Foundation and every other Hoobie group out there. So
and let's not miss that 11% of veterans
have Parkinson's. According to the VA statistics,
right.
11% of veterans, and according to the new study that Jonathan Santiago just set up,
yep.
11% of all suicides in
yeah.
Massachusetts are veterans.
Yeah.
11%. It should be 1%.
No, it should be
maybe 2.
Should be 0, but
should be 0 as our dear friends yeah. and Justin, Jason,
and
whoever the hell he is, you know,
and Jenny says the same thing.
And Jenny says you know, the same.
Yeah, we'd like to see 0, but the numbers, we need to get those numbers down. And again, you know, now that they've changed that new number, the 988 is so easy to remember. You know, there was that 9-digit number you had to remember before, so it's and there's help there, and we tested it.
I
know you asked me to call in. I called 988.
Yeah.
I got on the phone and talking with the operator, and she was like, "Do we need to talk?" I said, "No, I got to explain why I was calling in to make sure that before it hit the public that it worked," and they were spot on. So, you know, we don't really know how many lives it saved, but Jenny was quoting 98% of the calls don't go any further than that call.
Yeah,
they don't have to be referred.
Well, because they're trained professionals.
Right.
It's not like me and Wolfie there, and we're going to talk to you and say, have a good day and go grab a Coca-Cola and, you know.
Suck it up,
buttercup. But, Lady Sarah, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Welcome to this band of wonderfulness that we have here. We're really proud of what we do, and, you know, we joke a lot, but it's pretty serious business. So welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Tremendous.
Michelle, good to see you again.
You too.
Well, maybe we'll talk again before your event, and we'll see you at the day of the of the train ride.
And Donna and Donna behind me.
And Donna and Donna will be there. Good night, ladies. Thanks a lot. Wolfie, thanks for everything you do. And we'll see you all next weekend.
He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around.